Who should control the future of the internet? The phone and cable companies that sell access to it, or the federal government? Some lawmakers in Congress are pushing for net neutrality legislation, rules that proponents argue will preserve the free and open nature of the web. But the telecom industry says the internet works best when government stays out of it. Day-to-Day's tech contributor Shani Jardin has more.
Democratic Congressman Edward Markey of Massachusetts says he's trying to save the internet from the tyranny of big business.
This issue is about innovation and voices. For innovation, the internet has no peer. And as for voices, the internet today is a wonderfully chaotic medium where voices powerful and less powerful can be heard through the media mix.
What Markey is worried about are plans by big service providers like Verizon and AT&T to charge fees to speed up one company's internet content at the expense of others. In addition, these network providers want to be free to demand new fees for running applications like internet TV that make big demands on network resources. Verizon and AT&T say it's just business. Congressman Markey says it's just terrible.
It essentially ends the internet as we know it.
So he's proposing the Network Neutrality Act of 2006, a law that would prohibit internet service providers from imposing this new business model. Supporters of that idea include small-time internet users like bloggers and community groups, and some not-so-small ones like Google and Microsoft. But broadband service providers argue the government shouldn't be telling them how to manage the networks they paid to build, and net neutrality is based on misunderstandings about the internet.
There are plenty of things to worry about when we think about telecommunications in the future, but this is not one of them.
Former Clinton White House spokesman Mike McCurry is co-chair of Hands Off the Internet. This group is opposed to Markey's proposal and includes member organizations such as AT&T, Singular, and Bell South. He says companies that provide internet access should be free to charge different fees for different services.
Some of these companies, in order to make the investments that they want to make, want to build an express lane and charge a toll for the people who are going to be on that. That doesn't mean necessarily that anyone's experience on the rest of the highway is degraded.
This is exactly what will happen, according to net neutrality advocates. What if AT&T strikes a deal with Microsoft so that their content gets to your computer faster than Google's? What if Verizon puts CNN's video content in the fast lane instead of MSNBC's? And the little guys, the bloggers and nonprofits, might have an even harder time fighting for equal bandwidth. Alan Davidson is Washington Policy Counsel for Google.
How would a pair of innovators in a garage coming up with a good idea in this new world be able to negotiate deals with all of the broadband carriers of the world to make sure that they were not stuck on the slow lane of the internet? We think that the ground rules that have existed so far are incredibly important for innovation so that the next Google will be able to survive and flourish in the marketplace.
But Mike McCurry of Hands Off the Internet says regulation is not the best way to solve this dispute.
The other route is to do what has worked exceedingly well since the 1990s, which keep this a market competition environment in which if one internet service provider fails to provide a certain kind of service, then it's sure that some other network provider is going to step into the breach in that market and make it available.
The market may ultimately decide. It's unclear whether lawmakers will pass any legislation about the issue this session. And the Net Neutrality Act is Congressman Markey's third attempt to address it this year. House opponents killed his earlier tries. The debate, though, is very much alive. The Senate Commerce Committee is scheduled to take up the issue next week. For NPR News, I'm Shani Jardin.